Recording in progress.
Good evening, everyone. This is the town council meeting for Piscataway for November 22nd, 2022. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, the municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards. Municipal website, providing a copy of the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use the remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure of COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the town clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Arun?
Here.
Council President Lombardi?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Anthony Iacocca?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Siva, the Township Clerk.
Would everyone please join us in the flag salute?
I pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty, and
justice for all.
Do we have any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to number 6, which is open to the public, and it will be open to the public for comments regarding the consent agenda items only. Please be advised, again, this is open to the public for the consent agenda items only. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for comments regarding the consent agenda item.
Councilman Khan? Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Akins, how are you, Council?
David. Welcome, David. Can you make it a little louder? We can't really hear you well.
Oh, sure. I can do that. Item number 9, Alpha, 9, Delta, 9, Echo, 9, Hotel, and L Lima for 9A. Would you explain to me what that is exactly? Representing the Sterling Village Senior Housing Utility, the church, the Lutheran Ministries.
Okay, David, let me just follow up. You want 9A, 9D, 9E, and 9H?
And L Lima.
Okay.
When will that be ready?
Okay, let me refer that to Mr. Dacey.
So Alpha is resolution awarding a 2-year bid to Lutheran Social Ministries. So every 2 years we go out for a bid for the management of Sterling Village. Their current contract ends at the end of this year, and we put it out to bid this fall, and the recommendation is to award it to them again for a 2-year term. Price actually dropped slightly for this year and next year over what we paid for the last 2 years, which was good. D was a tax settlement regarding 29 Johnson Avenue. We dropped the assessed value from $257,400 to $240,500. E was a resolution to accept. We're getting in on the opioid settlement, the nationwide opioid settlement. So we're taking money in for our budget. The state has directed how the money will be spent. So right now we're just doing a chapter 159, which is in essence putting into a reserve account. And the amount of money received in this check was $11,208.95. H was for Fire District 3. They send to us on an annual basis to prove the amount of money that the commissioners are compensated. So this is just the council acknowledging what the fire district is going to pay the elected commissioners for next year. And Lima L is to the minutes for the amount of money that we're spending our bill list for the month of October.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
The public portion is now closed. Number 7 is a fully funded ordinance. Its first reading, $1,080,000 for various capital improvements. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $1,080,000, $900,000 of which is from the Capital Improvement Fund, $125,000 of which is from the 2022 current budget appropriation, and $55,000 of which is from a developer's contribution for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hosen in Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 6th day of December, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Can I have a motion to accept the first reading on this ordinance?
Motion.
I'll second that if there's no one else.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes its first reading. Number 8 is a bond ordinance, first reading, $9,700,000/$9,215,000 for various capital improvements. And I believe we all received a package on those. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $9,700,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $9,215,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 6th day of December 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the Township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Can I have a motion to accept the first reading on this bond ordinance?
Motion.
A second, please.
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the bond ordinance passes first reading. Number 9 are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
A second?
Second, Councilman Khan.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. Number 10 are announcements and comments from officials. Do we have any announcements from Councilwoman Cahill?
I would like to just say 2 things, if I may, Council President. One, I would like to say that, it was a very sad day on Saturday. And our very dear friend, Chanel McCollum, her mother, Millie Scott, her father, Richard Scott, and all of the Scott and McCollum family lost their daughter, their sister, their aunt, their mother, their grandmother to breast cancer, which, as this group here knows, I'm now a 4-time breast cancer survivor. And I have just want to say how much I feel for this family, and just want to continue to lift up Cheryl Scott and do anything that I can to help support the cause to find a cure in her name. It was a very sad and emotional day, but testimony to who she was, there were a lot of people there. And the other thing I'd like to say on a note is that this Thanksgiving, when you're with your loved ones, just remember we don't always have an opportunity to have them with us. So cherish that time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Khan.
Well, I don't know that I could say it any better than my colleague, Gabrielle. But for those of you, for those of us who knew Cheryl, she was just a unique and terrific person. I unfortunately had to, my parents are older, and I had to make a quick run down to Florida to check on them. My wife was there. I couldn't be there. I'm not sure what more I can say that Gabrielle didn't already say. If you knew her, she was really a terrific and special person in a terrific and special family. And my condolences goes out to Millie, her husband, Rich, to Chanel, and to, you know, her daughter, Alyssa. She's got a granddaughter, she had a granddaughter, a really terrific person who will be missed in town.
Thank you, Councilman Cohen. Linwood Rouse?
Just no more than was already been said. Did get the opportunity to share with them. And it is such a touching time. Last year, I was going through the same thing, and she remembered how much she was there for me with my sister passing and a nephew at the same time. So it's just a matter of being there, and we'll just keep praying for the family. But always, it's something that is part of life, and we just got to help each other to get through it. That's it.
Councilman Shaw.
Millie and Jim and everybody is like 30 plus years. I know them family. And very sad news, this thing, because I've been through that same thing for my mother day before Thanksgiving. She passed away after 10 years cancer. So I know how much pain. So I have no word for that.
Yeah.
Councilman Aaron.
Thanks.
I just want to express my condolences to Chanel and Millie and her family. Saturday, yes, it was a very sad day and very emotional. I echo Gabrielle's words. It was just a sad day. And on another note, I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Mayor?
Well, we gave Cheryl a good Piscataway send-off. I was going to say. So
yeah.
On a sadder note, Mike Baker, our township attorney's mother-in-law, passed away late last night. So the funeral was held today. So condolences goes out to the Baker family for their loss. And that's about it, other than hopefully everybody will stay safe during this holiday season. And just remember, the food pantries are open for business, and they can always use some extra goods and things like that, not just for this holiday, but for the upcoming month of December. Thank you, Council President.
Most definitely. Business Administrator Tim Dacey?
Just wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Our Township Attorney?
My deepest condolences to Chanel's family and to Mike Baker's family, and happy Thanksgiving to all.
Thank you. And with that, as everyone has said, it was a very, very sad day, but it did make my heart very happy to see how our township people and all of our township officials came together on Saturday and really embraced and helped and supported the Scott and the McCullum family. We really do come together as a family in difficult situations. So I'm very, very proud for that moment of coming together to help and support them. And I also would like to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll now move forward for number 11, which is the agenda session for November 29th, 2022. We'll have an ordinance second reading, acceptance of traffic control signal, intersection of New Brunswick Avenue and Carlton Avenue. A fully funded ordinance, second reading, $2,500,000 for various sewer improvements. Bond ordinance, second reading, 9-1.
Council President, if I may, back to the sewer ordinance. This is going to fund the storm drain improvement over there, Councilman Earn over in Cedarwood. This will finally finish out that long-awaited project so we can finish the Cedarwood Road out in 2024. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes, I'm sure there will be some very happy people over there. We have a bond ordinance, second reading, $1,689,811, acquisition of a communication network that will be open to the public. Any questions? An ordinance first reading, amending various chapters. A resolution authorizing the cancellation of taxes due to tax court judgments, block 3101, lot 16.01, and block 4701, lot 5.05. Resolution authorizing municipal liens for abatement of public nuisance, various blocks and lots. Pretty self-explanatory. A resolution authorizing change orders number 5 and number 6, 2019-2021 road programs for curbs, sidewalks, driveways, and ADA ramps. For new concrete construction, the New Prince Concrete Construction Company Incorporated, not to exceed $62,069.70 and $129,004. Resolution authorizing the purchase of electricity supply services for public use on an online auction website. Any questions regarding these items? Seeing none, that will be on the agenda for November 29th meeting. Number 12 is open to the public for questions of any matter. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. I have a question, and when you're asking under the consent agenda, different items, you like to have them all at one time. When you're responding to them, and this is a suggestion, when you're responding to them, if something is still not clear, how can I or anyone say, wait a minute, pertaining to what you're talking about at the present time, what has happened or what is happening, whoever answers the questions, they just keep going straight down the line. How do we overcome that?
Mr. Akins, we do have the open to the public portion at the beginning of the consent agenda in which you can ask any of the questions regarding the consent agenda items.
I understand that.
And then if you have any further questions, you could always ask them at the next public portion, which is now.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be better to ask while we're on the topic?
It just makes it easier.
For instance, Tim Dacey, in reference to item number 9 alpha, answered the questions, but I'm trying to, when he finished, it wasn't complete from what my understanding. So how do I do? Do I tell him to stop and elaborate on a particular item? How do I overcome this?
You can ask it at this portion. Is there a question you have regarding it now?
Yes, number one, and another suggestion, when you go from, say, A But you'll see the sound, you can't always tell what one you're doing. You have to look at and see what numbers are there and figure it out that way. But to answer your question, on the number 7, fully funded is the first reading of $1 million plus. This is just a question. Where does that money come from?
All right, why don't you ask the questions that you want clarified, because we're running out of time.
Same way with number 8. I'd just like to know the bond, that money that we're asking for, or is that money that's been allocated?
Okay, you're asking about number 8, correct?
I had asked, but you wanted me to ask. Yes.
For the bond.
Council ordinance. President, he's asking for 7 and 8, and then probably just a clarification too. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Akins, on the consent. Okay. You
know, we're having a little difficulty hearing him here.
Yeah, we might be able to hear him better on the computer, but I think 7, 8, and Council President, I think more clarification on the award for the management Sterling Village.
We're having a little difficulty.
Council President, if you want, I'll take care of 7 and 8.
Thank you,
David's,
so much.
David, 7's regards to, it's a cash capital ordinance where we're not bonding. It has to do for equipment, like we're going to be purchasing 2 more tandem trucks that we use to haul asphalt for the road projects. And there's going to be a sewer utility truck and then one other deck mower that we're going to have to purchase now that we have jurisdiction over the Green Acres field. Number 8 is regards, that is our road program. We got about 15 streets that we're going to be reconstructing next year. And the full-blown reconstruction is going to be Ethel Road West on there and many more streets out there. And then also it includes our annual curb program where we're fixing the curbs in preparation for the DPW when they do the in-house paving. So there's a multitude of streets in regards to in that bond ordinance. I hope that answered your question. In regards to number 9A on the consent agenda, Tim, that's Lutheran Homes. I think he's looking for some clarification on that.
So their contract expired. They've had a 2-year contract. The contract expires at the end of the year. We put it out for public bid, and they were the only bidder, and we're re-awarding it for the next 2 years. The first year is for $527,290, and the second year is for $542,149. And they manage Sterling Village on a day-to-day basis. That's for the superintendent, the assistant superintendent, the cleaning, the manager, taking care of the paperwork, moving people in and out, keeping track of the apartments. They do all of that on behalf of the township. And David, as a reminder, we post our agenda every Friday afternoon. So if you have any questions on it, you can always give me a call. I'm in on Mondays or Tuesday morning, and we can always clarify anything you want before the meeting. You don't have to wait for the meeting to ask questions. You can go on either Friday afternoon or Monday or even Tuesday morning. Just give me a call at the office, and we'll be glad to clarify anything you need to have for us.
Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking, go ahead.
I just wanted to say if I can, Council President, because we've been doing this remote for a long time, and David used to come to a lot of the meetings, and I've always enjoyed talking to David, so I just wanted to wish him and his family a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Good evening, Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Good evening.
I was curious if someone could elaborate on the last resolution that's listed about energy auction for public use.
The purchase of electricity supply services on public use?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Well, I might, depending on the answer to that question, Council President.
We ask all your questions.
I know, but I can't anticipate a question I don't know the answer to, because I haven't gotten.
You're going to be muted after you ask your question. So if you have other questions, please ask them now.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have other questions because I haven't gotten the answer. I can't anticipate what I don't know. It's hard.
That's the way we're doing
it. Okay, I guess my other question is, if we can do all kinds of events and activities all over town, it looks like we've got a pretty robust agenda for the holiday season, and there's been a lot of activity at the community center. Is there anyone there who can tell me what controlling authority you all still have the municipal building closed and are not doing your meetings publicly? It seems a little strange at this point that you can't all be in person and we can't be there, which would eliminate some of the concerns that Mr. Akins has raised. I see Mrs. Cahill appears to be shaking her head in agreement. I'm not sure if that's actually with me or with something else that's going on. Other people on the Zoom seem a little distracted by what they're doing in the background. I think that it's sort of strange at this point that you all are unwilling to come back in person when you're willing to go to all kinds of other activities. And I've been in meetings with all of you. So it's weird. And I'm wondering if someone could elaborate on why you're still refusing to reopen the building and come back to meeting in person. So that's not really a related question to what I've asked about the energy audit, but I am curious, since you're going to insist that everyone ask their questions in advance. I can't possibly know what my next question would be, but if we were in person, I could potentially ask a follow-up question because we would have actual interaction.
Thank you, Mrs. Berger. Mr. Dacey, can you please answer the question regarding the electrical supply services?
So our current electric contract expires on July 1st of 2023. And there's a concern, I'm on the board of the New Jersey Sustainable Energy joint meeting, and we bid all of our natural gas over the past 10 weeks. And unfortunately, due to the current energy market, we had to reject all bids. So anybody, including us, who are natural gas, are all going back onto the tariff rate as of December 1st. It's about 135 towns statewide. So our current contract for electricity expires on July 1st. Thinking going into the summer is probably not a good time in this market to be bidding electricity. We're going to try to bid it next Tuesday. So we've got a 11 o'clock online auction for our electricity for the township that would commence on July 1st. But if we get a price that makes sense, we would award it on Tuesday night. If the pricing is high and it doesn't make sense, we will not be awarding it. So we're kind of testing the market over the past to see where we are on electrical prices. We did try to go out with the renewable back in October and November, and the market is just so unstable that we were not allowed by BPU to bid it because of the instability in the market. So we are attempting to try it now 6 months early. If it comes in too high, we may try it again in March. We're trying to do the best that we can for our taxpayers, and trying at different points of the year, because if we try to bid it in April, we know we're going to be probably facing into the summer. So the online electricity auction is 11 o'clock next Tuesday.
Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Dacey. And does anyone want to elaborate on opening of the municipal building, Mayor?
Well, it's very simple. We're hoping to have the building is open in respect that we're taken by appointments. The clerk's office is running, but there is going to be changes in there where most people are paying their taxes online and/or in the Dropbox. That will continue. There's only a handful of people that pay their taxes in cash. That's been made arrangements with the tax collector. The recreation department handles everything online. Right now, so in that regards, there's no reason to come into the building on that end. The clerk's office will be open as they have been to handle marriage license and licensing and everything in general. The other building down there in engineering and the public works is a little bit more problematic because we had to commandeer all the common areas over there for office space for our employees. So we're trying to work out how we're going to handle that at there. So that's pretty much it. We're just waiting for some more material to come in, and we're hoping to have it'll be delivered before mid-December. So that's what we're expecting. So I hope that answered your question.
And I think the one question was when we're going to be coming back to public meetings.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
We're now closed to the public.
Council President, if I may, the last person who called in about the aggregation, what Mr. Dacey said was in regards to that the aggregation that was passed or pushed by Food and Water Watch, and the last person who was on the line, the BPU said that we could no longer go through with it because the rates are higher than the tariff rate. So in essence, that aggregation that they pushed failed miserably, where the ratepayers were paying a heck of a lot more money for energy than what they promised. So what will end up happening, there's going to be, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Dacey, a lot of other towns are going to be in the same boat that where I guess it was Food and Water Watch pushed for those referendums in the communities. That the BPU is going to be doing the same thing. Right, Tim, isn't it what BPU said, Jared, for all the towns?
Yeah, the energy markets right now are really out of whack and unstable, and I'm not sure what the towns just passed that are going to do because they're forced to
try. We're having a hard time hearing you, Mr. Dacey.
So I'm not sure what the towns that were just passed the referendum a couple weeks ago are going to do because the markets are so unstable, but that would be between the towns and their consultants and BPU.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Do you have any questions?
I would make a quick comment on that, Council President. I think some of this is a consequence of the decision of how to do this taken away from the governing body. We had a plan that the rate would have moved around and fluctuated and still given people the more choice about using green energy and choosing to pay more. We were kind of locked into a program, which was my concern about it. I voted for it, I supported it, and I was part of it. I elected to have it here, but it didn't work because of some of the tight constraints that were put in with respect to the ordinance. It's very disappointing. I think we could have done it better had we been allowed to do so. Perhaps in the future, when the markets are more stable in a far post-COVID and post-Ukraine war, I'll be gone from the council only, but some other council can take another look at this and see if we can't approach green energy for the residents in the town in a more sensible way that doesn't just push green energy without considering the cost to the residents, because at the end of the day, whether we like it or not, most folks are going to make decisions based on their pocketbook, not on how well it protects the environment. I'm one who differs on that. I was willing to pay, you know, slightly more, but most people won't. So I say that as a parting comment for my colleagues in the future, that I hope at some point when the economy settles down, we can take a sensible look at how to do this better. Those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Well, the problem is, Council President, you know, you're absolutely correct, but it was really done just to build up an email list for somebody running for campaign. So that's what it was really about. It was never about the environment. So we're going to leave it at that. Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Nope.
Thank you, Councilman Khan, for your comments regarding that item. Seeing nothing else, I'll move to number
Council President, I'm sorry, just one other quick question for Mr. Dacey. Mr. Dacey, I apologize. So What will happen if the, you know, when you suggest, like, what will towns do? I mean, will the state or federal government be able to step in and help if the rates aren't, you know, where we need them to be? You know, I understand, you know, the BPU taking us off the aggregation program because of that, the tariffs, but you were also mentioning that it's going to be an issue going forward. Is there any remedy yet, or is that something that we need to solicit from our state or federal leaders?
I was talking in the last election, Old Bridge and a few other towns had referendums similar to ours to require them to go out on the green energy. And the problem they have now is the market is so difficult that their governing bodies are going to be forced to go through setting it up and doing getting a program going. And I'm not sure that the rates are going to come in at anything near what the BPU is going to approve. So it's just a difficult time to be trying to do referendums that they did. We actually tried pricing this fall. We actually looked at joining with other towns, and we put together a consortium of about five towns, and we still couldn't get prices that were anywhere near the tariff rate. And so that's, I think, where we are. I think probably the guess of the markets are that we're gonna probably be on the tariff rate for natural gas and electricity, at least for the next 18 to 24 months. We'll know more after Tuesday after we do our auction, but the rates don't seem to be coming down right now, unfortunately.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, anyone else? Are we good on that subject? Seeing no other further comments, we're going to move to number 13, which is an adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Yeah.
And all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Have a good evening and a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.